A live broadcast of his rescue from a rooftop made him a national symbol of hope during catastrophic flooding in Brazil. Now, we have an update about this scrappy young horse named Caramelo. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
First, this is a happy story. Dubbed Caramelo on social media, the caramel-colored stallion is doing great. I ran into him chowing down on grass at Porto Alegre's Lutheran University, where hundreds of human flood victims are still living at shelters there. More than 400,000 remain displaced. Luiz y Maciel, Caramelo's doctor, says he's gained more than 100 pounds since arriving at the vet school.
He's right here.
He's just in the courtyard.
Yes, yes, eating some grass.
He has a good life?
Yes, yes. It's better than being on top of a roof.
He straddled the tin roof for 5 days without food or water until his nationally broadcast rescue.
Está saindo nesse momento. Está sendo...
It took dozens of firefighters and volunteers to get him onto a boat and out of the flood zone. Even Brazil's First Lady, Janja Lula Silva, rejoiced at the much-needed good news. More than 170 people died here. There have been offers to adopt Caramelo, but here's the new twist. Sergio Padilha has come forward to claim the horse. My grandkids used to ride the horse, who Padilha says is really named Tostado, toasted. Padilha says in the chaos of the floods, Caramelo / Tostado bolted. He didn't know what happened to him until a friend called and said, "Hey, turn on the TV, that's your horse stuck on a roof." The university wants proof of ownership, but Padilha says he's lost everything, including the 2,000 reals, about $400 he used to buy the horse. Now that he's famous, he's probably worth millions, he says. And he's got a lawyer to help him get back Brazil's beloved flood survivor. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Porto Alegre, Brazil.